Hello everyone out there, this is Pat, coming at you again with your Pursuing Positive podcast series. I want to thank you for giving me just a little bit of time to hopefully inspire and motivate you, and I want to thank you for giving me a slice of your day to be just a little bit more positive. So today we are going to discuss somebody that is incredibly known, very popular, and has done a lot of great things for America, especially veterans and military troops around the world. We're going to talk about Gary Sinise. Actor, entertainer, musician. That's who we're going to focus on today. And we're going to target this based on a recent article out of the DAV, Disabled American Veterans Magazine, from their March and April 2019 volume. Something that I was reading through. I am a life member of the DAV myself. Try to support when possible. And I read stuff like this and it grabs my attention. So a few things I wanted to point out about Mr. Sinise and bring it to your attention. So we're going to dive down into a little bit and explain where my thoughts are coming from today. Hopefully will give you a little motivation to do something better for yourself today and somebody else in the near future. So let's talk about Gary Sinise and see how we can be just a little bit more positive. So Gary Sinise it is. An actor. Entertainer. And modern musician. But what is it about this man that grasped my attention enough to want to discuss him on a podcast relating to being positive? It's not very often you have an actor that gets your attention in the way that Gary Sinise has done to me. Yes, there are other actors who are phenomenal and amazing people who have done some fantastic things for the world and community. But it is a small select group that grab your attention the way that this individual does. And to be completely front and forward about the material being discussed, this is majorly being referenced from the DAV's magazine article on Gary Sinise. And to quote credit where it's due, as the intro section stated, this is coming out of the March and April 2019 edition of the DAV's magazine. So what made it prevalent and important for them to write up an article about Mr. Sinise? Well, the article is brought about because in February of 2019, Mr. Sinise launches and releases his first book, titled Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service. This book is a memoir that chronicles his life's journey, where he started, what inspired him, what motivated him, and what brought him to the place he is now that people recognize. It goes to show, and I have not read the book, I do plan on getting the book because I feel like it's going to be incredibly motivational and inspiring to me personally. But the fact that he's able to put together something like this, just knowing the facts that I know about him, almost goes to show the more humble spirit he has, and the fact that he feels the need or desire to explain to people why he is who he is today. So we all know from Forrest Gump, released in 1994. Forrest Gump's a fantastic movie about Vietnam War. And Forrest Gump grabbed the box office like no other, especially for its day, for the time it was released. One of the main characters was Lieutenant Dan. This was the actor portrayed by Gary Sinise. lost both of his legs, ended up in a wheelchair, dealt with some issues, some depression, and Forrest Gump helps him out of that. Well, Gary Sinise was invited to the 1994 DAV's National Convention based on his representation of that war. His character portrayed a lot of feelings that were being dealt with at the time, and the DAV felt he did a fantastic job portraying that. And in inviting him to the DAV's National Convention, they were presenting him with the National Commander's Award. This is a turning point for Gary Sinise. Realizes that something that appeared so small, and no, making a movie is not something small, but portraying an actor in a movie is not technically an amazing feat, but it had some symbolism built into that specific role that he wasn't just reading scenes out of a book or a screenplay. So this was the turning point that enabled him to kickstart the things that he does now. And in his book, this is a quote from Gary Sinise in his book, the purposes of his chronicle of his life's journey, is that from aimless teen to an actor, director with a purpose, a mission to support and raise awareness for the men and women who selflessly put themselves in harm's way in service to our country. That's the purpose for the book. He claims to be a grateful American for so many reasons, because he values his freedom, and that he realizes that freedom has to be provided but also protected. When he attended the DAV's National Convention in 94, he remembers being stunned and humbled by the reaction he received just for playing the role of Lieutenant Dan. There's no way that he would realize that character would be as monumental as it was, but it became a symbol to veterans everywhere, especially those that were getting hurt or injured. He's quoted to say, "Little do I know how significant that moment at the convention will become in my life." That became the underground layer, the underground river of emotions and feelings and respect that he had for the military community, especially veterans that were wounded, injuring, or dealing with issues. Now, since the early 1980s, Sinise has been an advocate for the military community, so being a military respectful individual is not new. But the power and motivation he had towards that advocacy is multiplied 1,000 times over due to his role of Lieutenant Dan and the DAV's representation of that role and what it really meant to the military community. So, he wanted to do even more. That was not enough for him. Being an advocate in the community wasn't enough. Being recognized wasn't enough. He said he just started raising his hand where he could. And after the 9/11 attacks, one of the first things he did was volunteer for the USO. Tried to be involved. Dealing with troops in Iraq, going overseas, doing what he could to understand what they went through so they could realize they really are appreciated. Now, I'm a Marine Corps veteran myself. Did not experience any combat time. All my time before being discharged due to a knee injury was stateside. I have a lot of friends that went over, dealt with some incredible things. Some of these men I get to work with on a routine basis and have some powerful stories and experiences. So like Gary Sinise, I understand and respect the capacity in which they serve day in and day out. Now in 2004, and this is more of the modern representation of Gary Sinise. In 2004, he took his love of music and created the Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band. A lot of people know the Lieutenant Dan Band. It's got a nice catchy ring to it. But he takes his band and performs for military and veteran communities, advocacy groups, active duty troops, all over the world, wherever he can. One of the past national commanders of the DAV, Dick Marbs, is quoted to say that, "I would never have guessed then, nearly a quarter of a century ago, that the young man we recognized on stage would go to do so much good for veterans." It's proof that just a simple act of recognition to somebody can motivate them to be even better than they already are that made you recognize them in the first place. All of this led to the creation of the Gary Sinise Foundation, to where Sinise has said that he tries to tell the inspirational stories of people he's met, who've been injured in battle, who have overcome those injuries. He does not want to ever take it for granted for one second the sacrifice that those extraordinary heroes have done. It's an overwhelming inspiration of how people are overcoming hurdles and literal battles, the strife that they have to deal with, he recognizes and appreciates. So on top of him trying to support these communities, these veterans, these individuals, he's also finding a way to be inspiring to others. And this is where everything about Gary Sinise encapsulates and motivates me. Yes, he's got a band that plays and lifts spirits. Yes, he's got an amazing actor role. He's also in other shows, I believe, CSI. And many others. And I'm not going to go list down, you know, his videography list, but everything that he has done has been to support military and veteran communities, but it's never been enough. And it's not that he does it for recognition. He gets recognized because of the fact that he doesn't want recognition, to the point that he just wants to support. But just like the DAV recognized a man who was being inspirational, they recognized him and motivated him to be something greater, and look how he is today. He is something and someone incredibly inspirational to thousands, maybe millions of people. So this is the point I direct to you. Who do you know in your daily life that is being an amazing person? And it doesn't necessarily need to be to this scale, but who is it that you know that you could thank for what they do, that you can recognize, point out, man, you're doing something incredible. Let's keep this going. What can we do to motivate other people to join in? Because sometimes just a little seed of appreciation goes an incredibly long way and can make someone even better, on top of making yourself feel better that you appreciated, respected, and thanked that individual. So think about yourself. Think about other people that are around you in your daily life that are being amazing people. Because to be positive means to be positive towards other people. And that is just flicking over a domino and letting the others fall behind it. Realizing that you can make somebody else inspired, motivated to be positive as well. So let's find the first domino that you can knock over to start a chain reaction of some incredibly positive motivation, just like Gary Sinise has done to many others. All right, our time of the open mind has come to a close for today. I want to thank you for giving me this bit of time to hopefully allow you to be inspired, to be motivated, especially today as we discussed Gary Sinise and his new memoir, the things that he's done, and the representation he has provided of allowing us to inspire other people to create more motivation and positive thinking in the lives of others. I look forward to your feedback, your questions, your comments, your tips, suggestions. You got two ways. Send me an email to pursuingpositive@gmail.com, or depending on what app you are listening to this on right now, you may be able to send me a message directly. Currently, this is available on 9 or 10 various platforms, including Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, and many others. Many of those you can send me a message directly. Please do so. I would love to hear back from you. I want to know that you're being inspired, or maybe something you say can inspire me as well. That's the name of the game, being positive to everyone, others, and yourself. But until next time, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. So that's your positivity for today.